fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
July the 1st marks the implementation of voluntary assisted dying in Western Australia, a legislation which involves a process that allows suffering West Australians to legally choose the manner and timing of their death. Joining us this morning to discuss this legislation is Dr. Scott Blackwell, General Practitioner and Chair of the Voluntary Assisted Dying Implementation Leadership Team. G'day, Dr. Blackwell. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Danae.
You sound like you're a busy man at work.
I'm in the nursing home scenario this morning. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of little interesting things and lovely people, some of them extremely aged.
Mm. Well, let's start with some definitional differences between voluntary assisted dying and palliative care. Can you explain the difference for us, please?
Indeed. I mean, palliative care is really the heavy lifter in end-of-life care. It's been established for, 50 years plus now, and it's in its new version, and it really looks at the management of suffering at the end of life within, the limits of normal medical practice. What voluntary assisted dying really is an extra choice. It will provide an extra choice for people who comply with certain conditions that make them eligible, and they will be able to take a medication that will in actual fact end their life should they comply with those conditions of the legislation.
What are those eligibility criteria?
They're fairly simple, really. Firstly, you have to be an Australian citizen and usually resident in Western Australia, and that's to prevent people from coming in from other parts of the world or country to avail themselves of this mm-hmm. law. Then there's an age factor, of course, 18 years of age, and you need to have at least one condition that will, in all probability, end your life within 6 months. Or if you've got a neurodegenerative disease, say like motor neuron disease mm-hmm. or something of this sort, within 12 months. And then on top of that, it has to be voluntary. Obviously, the name Voluntary Assisted Dying says that we really need to be certain that the person is voluntarily making this decision without any coercion. And all those things need to apply before a person, and also they have to have capacity. In other words, they have to have the cognitive capacity to be able to make this decision. So it's fairly restrictive in a sense.
There's an upcoming public webinar on the 16th, that's next week of June. What can we expect from that event?
Really, we've put together some of the people from our implementation leadership team who've been working very hard for the last 18 months to put together all the aspects of voluntary assisted dying so it can function from the 1st of July. And we're confident that we're in a space for that to happen. And this will be an opportunity for people in the community to actually listen to some of these experts talk about the various parts of what voluntary assisted dying is in or will be in Western Australia from the 1st of July. So it's really an opportunity for the public to hear these people expound on what voluntary assisted dying is and how they'll be able to access it.
Why is it important to encourage those conversations?
Yeah, end-of-life conversations. I've spent a long time now. I've been in the palliative care arena for probably 35 years as mm-hmm. a general practitioner and worked in hospices and in community services. And really, I think one of the glaring things is that we tend not to like to talk about the end of our lives. But I think that's changing. And I think the voluntary assisted dying debate has enabled us to talk more freely about it. But I think if there's one thing that we need to talk about, it is the end of our lives and how we would like that to be and what sort of, treatment we would like in certain circumstances. Because I think inevitably what is happening with the march of medical technology is that we are able to keep people alive longer and we are able to sort of lead people to, I think, longer lives, but sometimes greater suffering.
Mm. I'm chatting with Dr. Scott Blackwell, Chair of the Voluntary Assisted Dying Implementation Leadership Team. and also a general practitioner. Do you think there's generational change in how we approach health and the authority of the doctor, whether younger people are more likely to get a second opinion? Is there attitudinal change, Dr. Blackwell?
Yeah, vast, actually. I mean, I've been around a while. I won't say how long, but, well, I will. I've been a doctor for 50 years, so obviously I'm not a young man these days, young at heart. But the reality is that I think from the beginning of my career where I was almost an authority, I am now a person who does what I like to do, actually, and that's genuinely consult with people and then advise them, but not dictate to them, you know. So this is the difference, I think. And people do tend to shop for different, you know, opinions and so on these days. And so it is something that we're aware of. We're also aware of the other doctor in the room, and that's our friend Dr. Google. And I quite openly say to people now that come in and they say blah, 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 blah about something, and I say, ah, so that's what Dr. Google said, is it? So we can then bring the conversation to a point where we can then say, well, that's what the internet can tell you, but now let me put that into your personal perspective so that we can work out what's really happening with you, the individual, because all that the internet can do is to sort of give you a global picture.
Well, all those elements are important: talking with your doctor, finding out information, and searching broadly so that you can have proper informed conversations about your well-being and the well-being of people in your family, and so that it's not such a taboo subject. It's a good thing, I think, those changes, Dr. Blackwell. What is the Care Navigator service?
Yeah, look, when we looked at voluntary assisted dying, we looked in all the other jurisdictions around the world as to what they'd done and how they'd set up voluntary assisted dying. And we've been particularly impressed with the way the Canadians have developed their voluntary assisted dying choice, and also the Victorians. And both of them actually have created this new entity called a Care Navigator. And we've done the same in Western Australia, and we've now advertised and appointed people to the Care Navigator role. And these people are people with knowledgeable people with nursing, social work, those sort of backgrounds who've been fully educated with voluntary assisted dying, and they will help navigate people through the system. So if a person makes a request for voluntary assisted dying, which they can only do to a doctor in a consultation sort of process, then the doctor may say, well, look, I'm not happy to sort of be part of that, but I can give you this information, and this information will lead them to a person called a Care Navigator who will then lead them to be able to connect with the right people to get the right sort of assessments and to guide them through what's a reasonably complicated process, but it has to be to comply with the legislation and for it to be safe. And obviously it's something we really want to be both accessible and safe.
Indeed. There is a public webinar on the 16th of June, and if you can't tune into that, you can find out more. Search voluntary assisted dying on the WA Department of Health website, www.health.wa.gov.au, or you can send me a message and I'll give you the details. Thank you, Dr. Scott Blackwell.
Pleasure. No, it's been good to talk with you. Thank you.
That's Dr. Scott Blackwell, General Practitioner and Chair of the Voluntary Assisted Dying Implementation Leadership Team. Legislative change happening in July. Public information available now. Head to health.wa.gov.au.